Although he couldn't see what he was doing, and just as a gesture more than anything else, he opened the wound and upended the broken bottle over it, close to it, pouring in anything that might be in it. He held and massaged the flesh in such a way as to let any liquid drop lower in the wound. It was probably just his imagination, he thought, but the arm area felt slippery. He felt the pulse. It was racing faster, if anything, and the limbs were trembling more. Had he done all he could? He couldn't think of anything more. The air was getting used up in this close space, and he put his air mask back on. Johnny's radiation mask was in the way, and he took it off and checked the air mask under it. The flutter valve was moving slightly, but very rapidly. In briefing, they were supposed to put in a new bottle just before the first alert. If Johnny had done that, he had 2 hours of air. Sir Robert sank back. He worked the bonds off his ankles and then straightened Johnny's body out and raised Johnny's head to his own knee to keep the head higher. Double devils in hell, but the limbs trembled. He thought the situation over. He had not been in on the last briefings. He did not know whether there had been anything he should know now. Bitterly, Sir Robert cursed his own stupidity. Since things had been going so smoothly with the Academy move, one night he had walked by himself, like a daft sheep, to a knoll to look at the compound. Not really any purpose in it, just a review of a field where a battle would soon be fought. And Brigantes had grabbed him. They must have been watching him for days. They had trussed him up and kept him in a cavern. They had tried to interrogate him and had beaten him. His nose was broken and full of dried blood even now. But he was too old a campaigner to talk. He did not know what they wanted with him until they brought him into the compound area and dumped him. He had not really thought they would take him to Cyclo until they put the air mask on him. The thought had made even him sweat. He had an excellent example of how the Cyclos interrogated. Allison. Sir Robert had been braced to stand up to it. He had known of this attack, but he could not see how he could be fished out. A flamethrower was supposed to sweep that platform clean. And then this lad had thrown his flamethrower down and attacked. It looked like such a hopeless effort. Because of Sir Robert, this lad had thrown away his own chances. His own life. Sir Robert felt the pulse again. Good God, how long could a pulse race like that without a person dying? He began to get uneasy about the silence outside. There was supposed to be a standby rescue crew deep in the old compound, waiting with flatbeds and planes with both Dr. Allen and Dr. McKendrick, all in radiation suits and air masks. It was so silent in here. Was that a slight crackling sound? Johnny would have had a mine radio. Sir Robert felt around Johnny's belt and then scrabbled around the floor. He had it. A crackling sound was coming out of it. It was live, but no voices. Were they all dead out there? He pressed the transmit button.
Hello! Hello!
Not clever to say more. Who knew who might be out there? Silence.
Hello! Hello!
Then he thought he'd better give them a location. Not clever, but he had to do it.
Console talking!
Was that the click of a transmit switch?